Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Good morning on the West Coast and good afternoon on the East Coast. This is Motown Maurice holding it down on this November 28, 2011, Monday, and I'm back and I'm excited to be on this show. Today, we have a very, very special show, a very special guest, and it's a historical show, that be it. Yes, today's show, we're breaking down color barriers on this show. For far too long, I got to be honest with everybody, I have discriminated against a particular group of people, and this will not be tolerated any longer. I want to apologize to all of the people who have protested against my show to take me off the air. But I have come to reality that this must come to a stop. This must come to a halt. This is an equal opportunity show for everyone. So I'm here today on this 28th day of November to say that no longer will I discriminate against any individual whose hair color is red. Yes, yes. And today I have a guest on my show, and not only is her hair color red, she is active across an array of stage, film, and commercial endeavors. She is multifaceted, and she is an artist who is currently based in Los Angeles, California. Please welcome the relentless, quirky redhead with a flair for both drama and physical comedy, Rebecca Honnette! Rebecca, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing so great. Rebecca, I apologize for discriminating against your people for so long, and thank you for being the one to break the color barriers on my show.
I do what I can, you know.
Thank you so much. You know, I think the reason I've discriminated is it's probably because of that guy Conan O'Brien. You know, he's got the redhead thing, and I got this rivalry thing going with him, but it's over. Yeah, it's over now.
I'm glad you made your peace.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, thank you. So you must have it, you know, you have such a quirky, unique look. It must be an advantage for you in the industry. What do you say?
I think it is. I mean, I think out here, anything that can make you stand out from the crowd is an advantage, and you have to work it and use it to your advantage. So, I love being a redhead. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it. It's so vibrant and colorful. You look so great on pictures. Oh, it's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Yes, yes. And how does that redhead, you work a lot, you like and you have a passion for period pieces. Does that work to your advantage also? Because I know you love Renaissance pieces, the Baroque area, 1500, 1600. How does that work to your benefit?
I think it works great. I think bone structure is also an important aspect for period pieces that I think works well for me. But luckily, redheads have been around forever and ever, so we can put them into any time period. Works just fine.
You know, now correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if it's a rumor or if it's true. Please tell me. But I heard in like 40 years, redheads are going to be extinct. Is that true? Have you heard of that?
I don't know if it'll ever be this thing. I think it's this whole thing about you actually have to get the gene from both parents. It's double recessive.
Wow. Okay.
So it's an easy gene to get buried, but I think it'll always pop up. I don't think we'll ever be able to get rid of it. Sorry about that. I would if I could for you, but
No. I'm not wishing that upon any group of people. No, of course not.
Oh, I know. No.
Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. It always helps to stand out just a little bit more in Hollywood as you, you know, pursue your career. Now, physical comedy. Now, where did you first begin to notice you have a love for physical comedy?
Well, I was a very active kid, but then when I was in junior high, I started studying clowning, went to clown camp for a couple of years, and I think that was the birth of realizing that, like, acting with your full body is really an amazing, you know, an amazing process.
Yes, yes, I love it. But don't you sometimes get hurt when you're out there and you working with your full body and things like that? Don't you get hurt?
Sure, but, you know, danger's a little exciting too, I suppose. But no, I think, you know, when you commit to something fully, there's always a chance of getting hurt, but it's definitely worth it.
Yes. How would you describe your commitment in the industry? Are you mean, is this something you look at as a side gig, or are you fully committed to seeing your career and your dreams come to pass?
I'm definitely fully committed. I'm doing it full time. Right now, everything in my life pretty much revolves around my creative pursuits, and I'm you know, pretty much willing to do just about anything within reason to forward my career. You know, always looking for new opportunities, and I mean, I'm up for a lot of different kinds of projects. So.
Yes, and we're gonna definitely talk about some of these exciting projects that you got going on. You got some a pilot that's in process, and you got another feature that you're working on. But before we get into that, we have to address the lines because it is blowing up. Somebody wants to talk to you. Or should I say somebody wants to talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle, and I have the wonderful, quirky, and talented Rebecca Honet on the line. And we're going to take a call from area code 562. Area code 562, you are on the line right now. What's your question or comment? Please.
Hey, this is Sunshine. How are you? Do you have me on this line?
Yes, I do. How you doing, Sunshine?
I'm great. There's a reason that I had to call. I'm in the middle of getting ready to go to a seminar with Paul Peterson. But I just, hey, Rebecca, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I just pulled you. Thank you for asking. I pulled you up on the IMDb. I thought I recognized you. I saw you on that Judge show.
Oh.
You did it. You did that Judge Ross show, didn't you? How long ago did that air?
I don't know when it aired. I taped it a little over a year ago.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so probably aired maybe. Yeah.
I recognized you. I swear to God, I knew I recognized you. So I pulled up your IMDb page. I'm in the middle of working. Motown can tell you who I am later because this is your show. I'm in the middle of working on a project, and they need somebody out here to do theater, and it's out in Newport Beach. Is that in your area?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
I'm in Hollywood. Yeah.
I'm in Long Beach, and I know Hollywood is 35 miles from where I live, so I'm not sure if that's within your driving range or not. Is that cool or no?
Well, I mean, I'd be happy to talk about the details of the project. That would be awesome.
We can do that. Can I get your information from him later? Because I've got to go, and I looked at your IMDb. I pulled up your little clips on LA Casting. I'm so looking forward to looking at your video clips.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely pass off my information. I'd love to just talk further about it. That would be great.
That sounds like a plan.
And anybody that's listening, to this show right now, pull up Rebecca Honet on the IMDb, and the stuff that she's done will amaze you. And then if you can see her video clips on LA Casting, hook up with this girl. She just really, really looks good. And you're only going to find it on the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle show. I got to go, you guys. Thanks for being so awesome, Rebecca. I look forward to working with you.
Oh, wow.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sunshine. Sunshine is definitely awesome. Look at that. You got fans pulling in already. Look at that. I got it.
I feel so loved.
Yes, and I'm jealous because me as the host, I should have looked you up on IMDb more thoroughly. I kind of glanced at it, but I was looking at quite a few other things. But it sounds like that's the place to go. I have to check it out. Everybody, Check it out. We're moving on. We got another caller from area code 330. You are on the line right now. What's your question or comment?
Well, hello. This is Stan, and I'm actually Rebecca's father.
Hey, hi, Rebecca. Dad.
Hi, Becky. I wanted to tell you about when she was a little kid, about 4 years old, I used to take her with me in the morning when I went to the Hardee's restaurant down the street for coffee. And there were these old guys that used to gather there and drink coffee in the morning. And they, after a little while, Becky started talking to them. She's always been real talky. And and then they found out she could sing, so she started singing for them in the restaurant. And they gave her quarters every time she sang. So she used to leave there in the morning with a good little pile of money.
That is awesome. So she has a background in singing at a restaurant. Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
She also tried out when she was still a preschooler for a part in a play, The Sound of Music, to play The Littlest Child. And there were about 75 kids showed up for seven children's roles. And they lined them up across the stage by height, and she was the shortest at the end. And also, I think she was also the youngest one there. And, you know, they picked the other six children, but they were still working on the little ones at the end. And a lot of them were singing Tomorrow, Tomorrow, you know, the song from the play. But when it came her turn, she sang up on the housetop, click, 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 the Santa Claus song, and did the motions. And they just loved it, and she got cast.
Wow.
Just a little girl.
You know, we're going to have a separate show completely for the background on Rebecca as a kid, because it sounds exciting. Like, you did a little bit of everything growing up.
I did, for sure. I had a lot of opportunities.
Yes, yes. If I could ask one question. So is it true that you put Rebecca in, like, a clown camp when she was a kid?
Oh, yes. Stan? Yes. She wanted to go to clown camp.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It was actually a church-run event, and but they were trying to do things in different interest areas, and so they set up camps on different things in that. And clown camp was one that interested her, so off she went. And, you know, she did the red nose and the white face and all that stuff.
Now, those are the pictures you should have sent in for your profile page. Oh, man, we got to have another show for that just by itself. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you, Stan. I really appreciate you calling.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dad. Love you.
Love you, too.
Oh, man. Do you remember that audition with The Sound of Music?
I'm not sure how much of it I actually remember and how much of it is stories, but I knew that at that age I had no fear, you know, no fear at all. I just loved it. So, yeah.
Wow. What is the song? My mom loves The Sound of Music, so I've seen it like a few times growing up. It's like, doe, a deer, a female deer.
That's the one.
Way to run. Oh, wow.
If they have a casting call for the youngest girl again, maybe you should try out.
Maybe not. But, oh, man, that's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. Listen to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. The wonderful and talented Rebecca Honnett is on the line, and she has stories to tell. Family is telling stories, and there are more people who want to talk to you. You are from area code 917. You are on the line right now. What's your question or your comment?
Hey, is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Yeah.
All right. This is Aaron. I met Rebecca in graduate school, but that was before she was an actor. She was, I guess she's always been an actor, but she was pretending to be just a singer on the stage instead of actually doing what she does best, which is obviously acting now. And the wonderful thing, I mean, I am so happy that I met met Rebecca and that we got to perform together, because I was always a classical trained musician, always like in the practice room. But Rebecca didn't want to be in the practice room. She wanted to have an audience. And that was what made her a great singer. We would be trying to get ready a song, and she would say, no, we need an audience. And it was such a great thing to learn from her how of an audience, how to listen to them, and that was what I learned.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for calling and sharing that.
Yeah, for sure. This is a great show. This is the first time I've heard it, but I might tune back, especially if you make more comments about Conan O'Brien. and you're his rival, right?
I am his rival, indeed, and I need you on my team. Hey, if you're a fan of Rebecca, you're a fan of me. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. All right,
take care.
Luck.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye, thanks.
Bye, Rebecca.
Wow. What's that feeling to just have an audience? Because, you know, I mean, some people just like to act and you know, they're fine in front of a camera, but they keep away from an audience. Why do you gravitate to an audience so much? Why do you like it so much?
I think there's nothing like the energy exchange when you have an audience that's really with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell, you know, as a performer, you can tell when your audience is with you and they're with you every step of the way. And it's such a relationship, and I think it's such a rush, and I think it's a different way of communicating with people, and I think there's nothing else like it. I mean, I love theater. I love film work as well,
mm-hmm.
but it's a different kind of energy, a different kind of, you know, spirit.
Yes. You got to love that. You got to love that energy because it fuels you. It completely fuels you. And that's how I felt about my, when I was doing my shows in Florida. It's like, oh, man, an audience. Yes. You know, it just takes you to another level of just performance. So I am there with you 100%. We are keeping the lines moving because they are buzzing. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Motown Maurice. The lovely and talented Rebecca Honnett is on the line, and she's telling her stories right here as we speak. Area code 330. You are on the line right now. What's your question? What's your comment?
This is Janine, and I'm Rebecca's mother. I just want to say Hi, Rebecca. I just want to tell you how proud I am of you, and you look great. Your pictures look great, and you're doing a wonderful job, and we love you here in Ohio.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
I've never heard of this show before. It's really fascinating.
My show is only fascinating because I have a fascinating guest like Rebecca on the line. That's what makes the show fascinating.
Oh, thank you. Love to Becky.
Well, love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I have to say, Motown, that my parents have been, you know, it's not an easy thing to have a child go into the arts for a parent. You know, and I think that I just really appreciate how supportive my parents have been every step of the way.
Yes. I mean, I could, even the fact that they've called in for into the show, told stories and sharing their love, that is support unlike any other, which is part of the reason why you have such a strong foundation in your career in Hollywood, because you can't survive out here if you don't have a strong foundation, correct?
That is absolutely true. It's so important.
Yes.
You know, as you know, there's so many highs and lows and ups and downs and the roller coaster ride. And I just feel so blessed that I have a support system.
Yes. And not only are you getting it from your immediate family, you are also getting the support system from your husband, who is also in the industry. So creatively, y'all are just complimenting each other like craziness, right?
That's right. We have a very creative household here.
Wow. Do you have any pets? I'm sure they're creative too, I can imagine.
We do. We have two dogs, and they are creative and they're wonderful and we love them. And yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you can't ever be upset when you come home to a smiley dog face. So
yes. Oh, you gotta love it. Gotta love it. All right. I want to talk about, we don't have much time left, but I definitely want to talk about your background and and how your degrees has influenced you as an actress right now.
Sure. Well, I studied music and theater, double majored in undergrad, and I went to a small liberal arts college. It really was a great place for me to be at the time because I got a lot of stage time, a lot of opportunities. And then I went to grad school, and I kind of debated whether I wanted to go on in music and theater or theater. I knew I wanted to perform, but I wasn't exactly sure what venue was the best place for me. So I went on in music, I'm not pursuing music as professionally as I was then, but it's still like going through those 3 years and performing constantly was just such a good experience. I think I came out a much stronger musician and a much more rounded performer, for sure.
Yes. Nice. Very nice. Very nice. And tell me a little bit about your projects that you have going on right now. I want to know about this pilot that's under development.
Yeah. Well, this pilot has been a project. My husband has been involved, and one of his friends and several other close-knit people in our circle. We created this comedy variety show called Tudevolle Kinder. It's a German title that's shortened as the TVK.
Mm-hmm.
And we put out the pilot earlier this year, and it went to some festivals and is making its way around the internet and all that. And then we have the second episode in the bucket. It's in post-production, should be out in a few months. So we're very excited about that.
Yes.
And it's a great opportunity because it's a variety show, so I can develop any kind of character I want and write that into the script. So it's a great time to explore different characters and work with an ensemble cast.
Yes, I love it. I love it. But there's this one particular aspect or section of the show that interests me the most, just like a death match, a power death match. What is that about? And who's involved in the death match?
Oh, that would be between the Redhead Underground and the rival blondes that come and try to fight them. So this is the storyline that's going to start to develop in episode 2. And I'm a member of the Redhead Underground, and we're fighting against fetishism and being a minority and being a recessive gene. We're fighting to be on top. Take down the blondes.
Take down the blondes. Wow. That is hot. Is it going to be like slow mo? Y'all going to be throwing water on each other, and it's going to be slowed down in slow motion? Like, no, none of that?
Well, I can't reveal those secrets right now.
Oh,
you're just going to have to wait.
No. Oh, my goodness. This sounds amazing. The Redhead Underground versus the Blondes. I have to watch that. Make sure I'm one of the first individuals to watch that. Please do. Ladies
Absolutely.
And gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. Rebecca Hornet is on the line, and the callers keep on calling. We got another caller from area code 415. You are on the line right now. What's your question or your comment?
Hey, Motown Maurice. Great show. I'm really enjoying it. I'm a little biased because I'm actually Rebecca's husband. So
okay.
I couldn't keep my mouth shut. Had to jump in.
Well, thanks for calling. Jump on in.
She's just, the thing about Rebecca is she'll always undersell herself. But I've never known a harder worker or someone with more energy. In fact, there are very few people who really give me a run for my money as far as energy goes. And man, she keeps me on my toes. So being with her is dynamic artistically as well as just our life. She just makes life great. I mean, that's beside the point here, but she'll always undersell herself, but she gives 110% on everything she does. It's amazing to watch.
Wow. And y'all must be an awesome creative team together, I can imagine, right?
We're a pretty awesome team. No doubt. I'm a lucky man.
Yes. Yes. Well, you are a lucky man indeed, and I'm looking forward to all the wonderful creations y'all going to do together.
Oh, yeah, man. She's got so much to do. Part of the impetus for some of these things is watching the silly struggle of Hollywood, all the ridiculous things that shouldn't matter that end up mattering so much more than art, and I can't watch a talent like this go to waste. It's a pleasure for us to do things together. I just wish I wish other people would realize more just what an amazing person she is to work with and as an artist. And, you know, yeah, so I'm lucky.
Yes, you are. And I definitely believe in a matter of time the world will know. The world will know about her. And it's just a matter of time.
I agree. She acts with her whole soul. Her whole soul gets involved, and it's impossible not to see. So just thanks for this. Thanks for it's awesome to hear you talk, and I'm really enjoying the show. So. Yeah,
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for calling in and contributing to this episode. I mean, it's your wife, and y'all are both wonderful people, so thank you so much.
Thanks, hubby.
All right.
Wow. Now, that was awesome, now, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm so lucky. I have a very rich life, so
yes,
very lucky.
Indeed you do. Indeed you do. You have a very enriched life with support from everywhere, but you also have fantastic training from some of the best places in Hollywood. I mean, you've trained, did some improv training at Upright Citizens Brigade, Groundlings, mm-hmm. and it just makes mm-hmm. you a strong force altogether. How does that, so, you know, what was that training like?
Well, I mean, I think any improv training is essential for an actor. I mean, just, mm-hmm. just learning to be comfortable with yourself, knowing, learning to push your limits, being able to think on your feet, all those mm-hmm. kinds of things. But UCB and Groundlings specifically have different techniques that just, I don't know, help you explore characterization and physical acting and story development. I mean, all of the elements that, that play into acting and into writing. I think it's been invaluable training for sure.
Yes, indeed it is. Indeed it is. Oh, man. And, you know, you, I know your husband just got off the line and you just finished talking about him, but the, when I'm thinking about the situation, I can't help but think that, it, you know, it's a good time to be married if you're two creative forces together. Because the reason I say that is because there are so many opportunities for you to create your own work in which both of you are doing and put it out together. So how wonderful is that, that you can do that with somebody you're married to and create together, correct?
It's awesome. I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. I think that, you know, we could be stranded on an island together and we wouldn't be bored. We'd always find something to create, and I think that's so wonderful.
Yes, it is. Hey, y'all should be the spokes couple for getting married. Like, hey, creative forces, get together, get married and create. You know? Oh man, that's such a wonderful thing. Start some infomercials. Make it happen.
Yeah. Marriage can be good.
You know, spice it up with some creativity.
That's right.
Listen, we don't have much time, but I want you to take the time right now to definitely plug your website, your IMDb page, so people can find you and see all the wonderful things that you're doing.
Oh, sure. Well, my homepage is RebeccaHonett.com, RebeccaHonett.com. And I think I'm the only Rebecca Honett.
Which is a great thing.
Yeah, so, you know, you can always just Google me and find out what I'm doing.
Definitely the only Rebecca Honett who's got red hair, without a doubt.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is for sure. Yeah, and I'm pretty active with social media. So I have a Facebook page, I have a fan page, and I try to keep it updated with what I'm doing. So that's a great place to find information too. And then, mm-hmm. you know, just look me up on IMDb.
Yes, absolutely. Now, from what you have learned from being out in Hollywood, whether it be, you know, from support from family or just working with your husband, from what you learned, would you like to just share something to the audience that may be listening that could use some advice from someone like you, another young lady who might have red hair who just kind of connects with you and wants to hear from you on how she can advance her career?
Sure. You know, as you know, Hollywood is a really difficult place, and there are a lot of different avenues that you can try to make your success through. And for me, I'm creating more and more of my own material, because I think for me that's the way that I need to go right now. And I'm still interested in other projects and other people's projects and mainstream media and all those different avenues. But I think I cannot put all my faith in someone else's decision making on who, you know, who should do what and who should have that role or whatever. I think for me, I'm going to make my own projects. I'm going to stay along that path. And as other things come my way, it'd be wonderful to be able to pick and choose interesting projects. And, you know, I really respect actors who are able to really make good choices about their career instead of taking anything that comes along.
Yes.
It's a hard decision to make, but I really believe in that.
Yes. Very well said. I really appreciate it. I mean, you're inspiring me. Of course, I'm on the same path of creating my own, but, I mean, you said it very well. And if I can say anything about you, I mean, everything your husband said, I mean, I don't have to be married to you to know that everything your husband said and all of your fans said is true. It's definitely true, because it comes out in your energy and you're proactive upon everything you do. I mean, I interview a lot of people for this show, But not everybody is proactive about cross-marketing like they're supposed to in terms of the show. You know, we had booked this show like 2 weeks in advance, and almost every day from the time we booked the show, you've been promoting and getting ready, putting it out there. So that really shows a lot about your character, your drive, your relentlessness, and your desire to make things happen. So keep on making things happen. And, hey, don't forget to write a brother in one of your scripts every now and then. You know, just throw a guy in
there. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I really appreciate all that you're doing, and keep on going. And we'll make it to the top together. I might be right behind you, but I'll definitely be up there with you.
Well, Motown Maurice, this has been amazing. And I'm so happy that you're doing this show. I think it's such an important thing to do. And you're giving a voice to a lot of people and yourself. And I just think it's really great.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We're all in this together. We're all
That's
in
right.
this together, you know?
For
so
sure.
Yes. I'm going to let you go. I thought that I was done asking questions, but if it's okay, can I just ask one more?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Okay.
Well,
thank
you. I'm kind of busy, but, you know, I suppose.
I know you are. I know, but please, thank you very much for being so humble. My question for you is, would you happen to know who is the future of late night television?
I do indeed. It's Motown Maurice.
All right. And you are indeed Rebecca Honnett, the wonderful, talented, inspiring, and multifaceted actor, performer, extraordinaire. So thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate you. You are great. Keep doing wonderful things, and we'll make it to the top together. All right?
Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, indeed, that was Rebecca Honnett, the wonderful, the one and only. Make sure you check out her website, RebeccaHonnett.com. That's HONETT.com. Thank you to all her family and fans that called in and supported her. What support? Hey, don't just support Rebecca now. You can support me too. Share some of the support. I can use it, you know. Don't make it be your last time you called into the show. So thank you very much. I love the love because I felt it and everybody listening felt it. This is Motown Maurice from Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. Yes, I did. I broke down the color barriers on the show. So thank you, Rebecca, for being the one to take the stand. And I'm signing out. Make sure you check me out on my website, MotownMaurice.com, the quest of a late night talk show host.